Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Yud, and we're starting about the sixth line of the two dots of the Kuf from the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Harnish. How much should I have an Aliyah? So the Mishnah said, "Rosh Hashanah kol b'ayim oivim fun of kivnei marayim on Rosh Hashanah." Meaning first of Tishrei, all the people in the world they pass in front of Hashem like b'nei marayim. So Rav Acha Amar, he says, "What is b'nei marayim? Kadin dirin like dirin, which is lashon of deer. That means a pen, as in animal pen. That's when we separate Maaser Behema once a year. So all the animals are gathered in a pen and they're let through one by one. That's lashon of deer." And the reason that it's called Maroim, because there's an Aramaic word for animals, which is similar to this, and therefore it's called Bnei Maroim. So people are judged one by one on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rabban Amri, they explain, Kadamam Ganimen, as in this Bam Ganimen, which is basically a path of a certain area. There's actually people who were from this place called Maroim, and there was this path high up on the mountains, around the hills, that only one person can go by at a time. So the people of Maroim had this path like this, and that's how people are judged. They explain the source of the Mishnah, my time, the Pasuk says, Hayotzi Yachalibam Hameven Okomaseihem. So Rabban Levi explains, Hayotzi Yachalibam Kvar even as Kol Maaseihen, the one who created or formed all their hearts together, he already understands all their deeds, since Hashem created everyone, so he understands what their thoughts are and what their machshavas are. Amar Blazer, he's a similar as well. What's easier for this Yotzer, for this former, to make 100 jugs or to look at them? Isn't to look at them? In other words, Hashem formed people, now he's able to look at each one of them, judging them. And Amar Brechia, Yotzer Retzah Shei Liban Yachid Elev, the one who formed them wants their hearts to be Yachid, wants them to be singular towards him. And Amr Avon, Mneshu, who Yachid by Lama, Kvar Haven is Komasehen, since Hashem is Yachid in this world, he already understands all of their deeds. And we keep explaining, Machang Don Malmaim on Sukkahs were judged on water, says the Gemara, Mastisa, Rabbi Kiva, Aramish is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Amar, he says, Nishamayim Tvar Taira, the Nishamayim on Sukkahs is the Oiraisa, and that's how we would be judged on water on Sukkahs. And where does this come from? So, Bashani, in regards to the Musaf of the second day of Sukkahs, it says in the Pasuk, Viniskehem, Bashishi on the sixth day of Sukkahs, the Karma Musaf says Unusacheha, and Bashri on the seventh day it says Kimishbatam. And these are all different words than are stated before. What do we have here? Mem Yud Mem, in extra Mem Yud Mem, Mem of Niskehem, Yud of Nisacheha, Mem of Kimishbatam. What does that spell? Mayim, and that tells us about Nischamayim. And Amr Tayyatar is telling us, Havi Sa'irim, Bikurim, Pesach, Shedisbarach Lefanecha, Hatvua. That we should bring barley, Bikurim, meaning fresh barley, on Pesach, and that way the grain could be blessed for you. That's what Mesha says, that on Pesach we're judged on grain, and that's what we're going to bring the carbon iron, which is made out of barley. Also, have chitim bikurim ba'atzeres, she is baruch lefanecha peres o'ilon, bring fresh brand new wheat on Shavuos, so that all the pears of the tree can be blessed. And in reality, we say from here, nischamayim b'chag, she is baruch lefanecha mayim, that we do nischamayim on Sukkos, so that the water can be blessed. And Tanurim Shem Merichai teaches, ha'reisha ha'yishok sherim Rosh Hashanah, that's the Yidin were kash on Rosh Hashanah, v'nek zhul hen gisham rubin, and they had gzera, that they're going to have a lot of rain. And u'besav chatu, at the end they sinned, so lefches mehen i'af, sure Hashem can't subtract the amount of water that's supposed to fall, shekvar nigzer gzera, because rid hagzera, how much water is supposed to fall? So Makash Baruch Hu, what does he do? Mefazon liyam l'mibars l'naharos, he scatters all the water that is supposed to fall, all the rain, to the seas, deserts, and rivers, kidei shalai tehen ha'aretz mehen, so that the ground doesn't benefit, meaning the same amount still rains, it just rains in the wrong places. And my time, what's the source for this? So Pasuk says, lahamter al aretz loy ish, midbar loy adam bay, so Pasuk's clearly telling us that it's going to rain on a land where there's no man, and in the midbar where there's no man there. And the opposite is true as well. Harish loy share in Rosh Hashanah, as the Yidin were not fitting by Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzera was there's going to be very little water. And then they ended up doing Tshuva, so Hashem can't add on to the amount of rain, because there's red Gzera, there's supposed to be very little rain. What does Hashem do for them? He has all the rain come down onto the land, and he also has dews and winds come along with them, so the land could receive maximum benefit from whatever rain did fall. And what's the source for this? So the Pasuk tells us, Tlamel Ravin, Nachis Gdudeha, Brevim Timwagenot, Simcha Tavarech. Another Pasuk tells us, Sio Gam Chaim, Gigzlu Meme Shelech, Shael Chato. And this tells us that Avonish Asri Shoba Kayetz, the sins that the Yidden did in the summer, Gazlu Mehen, Meme HaShelech, that steals the water of the snow from them. And while Joshua, the Pasuk says, Tamad Ein Hashem al Kechabam, Ershis HaShanah, Hashem's eyes are constantly on it from the beginning of the year. The Pasuk continues, Vad Achras Shanah, and this is specifically talking about Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem always has his eyes on it. However, the Joshua as follows, Khan Omer, he says, Me Rashas Ksiv, it's written as the word rushes, not me rachis with an aleph. It's actually written without the aleph, rushes, and that's lashon of poverty, like rash shin, rush, a poor person. And then the pasuk says about achras shana. So what do we learn from here? Mad v'la b'raisha v'yav la achras tava b'seifa. If the year is poor in the beginning, meaning if the yidden make themselves ki'ilu like the rushim v'dalim and aniyim, and they daven for tachnunim for help for goodness, so at the end Hashem is going to make it good. And at al chadad with the brand new mishnah, now we're going to be getting quite a long sugya, which is going to span the majority of the mesechta, and this is kashan of kiddush hachodesh. Now before the calendar was set, before it was made like we have it nowadays, where we automatically know when Rosh Chodesh is, maybe we know when all the Yom Tovim are, so on and so forth. Rosh Chodesh was established al pi re'iya. Two Edim would see the new moon, they would come to Bezin Yerushalayim, they would testify after a whole bunch of questions back and forth to make sure that they really did see the new moon and they weren't trying to make it up, as we're going to see later on why they would want to do that. But either way, after it's been determined that they actually did see the new moon, so Bezin sat down and decided to Mekadesh the Chodesh. There was a whole procedure in which they would say Mekadesh, Mekadesh, and people would respond, and then that officially became Rosh Chodesh. If no one came on the first day and somebody came the second day, or even if nobody came the second day, then they would make the second day Rosh Chodesh. Now, what does that mean, the first and second day? So we know that the cycle of the moon is approximately 29 and a half days, which means that every month could either be 29 days or 30 days. It can't be 29 and a half days because that's just not Mesudar, that's not orderly. And so that's what we mean by the first day or the second day. If a month is 29 days, that's called a chaser month. It's ki'ilu missing a day. And if a month is 30 days, then it's a mali month. It's a full month. And obviously, it's very important to know when Rosh Chodesh is so that we can cheshbin when the upcoming Yom Tovim are going to be. And so now knowing that, the Mishnah begins the discussion by telling us, Al-Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yotzin, in regards to six of the months, Shluchim, messengers, are sent out of Beis Din, and they let everyone know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be or when it was. That way, everyone's going to know if it was a chaser or a mali month, and then they're able to make the proper cheshbinus. So what are these 6 months? Al-Nisan B'nei HaPesach. For Nisan, because of Pesach, people have to know when Pesach is. Val-Av B'nei HaTainis. And Av, because of the Tainis, they have to know when Tisha B'Av is. You know, in Bezatap, Val-El B'nei Rosh Hashanah, and El, because of Rosh Hashanah, meaning they would be sent out in El time so that everyone can know when the cheshbin Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going to be 30 days later. And even though, as we just said, sometimes the month was Mali, sometimes it was Chaser, it was very rare that El was Mali. It was almost always Chaser. It was almost always 29 days. And therefore, when they go out and they say when Rosh Chodesh El is, everyone can know when to keep Rosh Hashanah. And Valtishrei because Hamayidos, for Tishrei, because of the setting of the Ma'adim, and Tishrei, we have a lot of Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Val Kislev and Kislev B'nei Chanukah, because of Chanukah, and Val Adar B'nei Purim, and they go out for Adar because of Purim. Nechush Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, Yet and Afal Iyar, they would also go out by Iyar time, B'nei Pesach Katan, because of Pesach Katan, which is also known as Pesach Sheni, since anyone who wasn't able to bring their Karm Pesach by regular Pesach, they would bring it by Pesach Sheni, so if they would go out by Iyar as well when we had the Beis HaMikdash. So whereas we have to Afal Atzeres, why don't they also go out regarding Shavuos? Shavuos is Yom Tif, we go out because of Tishrei, and that's going to tell us when Sukkot is, and if they're going to go out Nisan, that's going to tell us when Pesach is. Why not go out Sivan to tell everyone when Shavuos is? And the answer is Atzeres Chatuchahi. Shavuos is already set. We know that Shavuos is 50 days after the Omer, and the Omer is the second day of Pesach, and we already know when Pesach is, so that means in Mele we know when Shavuos is. Now, Ashkach Somer, it turns out we say, Pam Chamisha, Pam Shisha, Pam Shiva, that sometimes Shavuos is going to fall out on the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th of Sivan. How does that work out? So, Shleimim Chamisha, if both Nisan and Iyar are Shalim, they both have 30 days, then Shavuos is going to come out on the 5th of Sivan. Kesidron, if they're like regular, that one is Mali, one is Chaser, so then Shisha is going to fall on the 6th of Sivan. And Chaserin, if they're both Chaser, both 29 days, Shiva is going to fall out on the 7th of Sivan. Then we're asked another question, look for Yatu Be'el, didn't they already go out El time? Why do these Shluchim have to be sent out Tishrei as well so that everyone can know when the Cheshbin of the Yom Tovim are? They were just sent out the previous month, and we'd explain that they were sent out in Elul so that everyone can make a Cheshbin when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. It's going to be 30 days later, because Elul is a 29-day month almost always, and so if they know when Rosh Hashanah is, they can thereby make a Cheshbin when Yom Kippur and Sukkot are going to be. Why do we also have to have Shluchim going out Tishrei time? And the answer is, El Gin Moedah Diskadash Yarcha, it's like they know exactly when the month was. In other words, even though, as we had said, people are going to be able to keep Rosh Hashanah because Elul was always a 29-day month, we still need to be 100% sure that it was a 29-day month and that Bezin didn't decide to extend it, be ma'abaret, and make it 30 days. And that way they're able to be completely removed from Safek, and they can know for sure when Kippur and Sukkot are. Now Rosh Ben Levi, Rosh Ben Levi had said, Anah Ariv, I guarantee, Lilin D'Azal L'Namayrin, to those who go out to Namayrin, D'Les Chad Min Hayin Mayis Min Azal, that none of you who go is going to end up dying. Namayrin was a place in Syria. It was quite the distance away from Yerushalayim, from the center, and there was technically a fear to go there. It was a lot of traveling, big journey to let people know when Rosh Chodesh was. So Rosh Ben Levi said, I guarantee that no one's going to die if they go. And now the Gemara says something else, which brings up another topic of discussion. Taman, over there, which is Bavel, Chashan L'Tzoymer Rabba Train Yoymen. They had a chashash that Tzoymer Rabba, Yom Kippur, was supposed to be for 2 days. Why would they say that? Well, this is because of Sveika de Yoyma. As we've been discussing, they were Mekadesh the Chodesh al pi Re'iya. So that means that everyone had to be notified when Rosh Chodesh was. So if you live near Yerushalayim, or really even in Eretz Yisrael as a whole, it didn't take so long for the Shluchim of Bezin to get to you, so you'll be able to know when Yom Tif is. That's why in Eretz Yisrael they keep only 1 day of Yom Tif, because the Torah only says there's 1 day of Yom Tif, 1 day of Sukkot, 1 day of Pesach, 1 day of Shavuos, and again, they knew when Yom Tif is going to be because they knew when Rosh Chodesh fell out, so they're able to make a proper cheshbin. But what about people in Bavel, people in diaspora, living in Golos? How are they supposed to know when Rosh Chodesh was? It could take way more than 2 weeks for Shluchim and Bezin to get to them for them to know when Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore they always had a Sveika de Yoyma, a suffix of when Rosh Chodesh was the previous month, a 29-day month, or a 30-day month. And that means that when we're cheshbinning the upcoming Yom Tovim, was Yom Tov this day, or maybe Yom Tov is tomorrow, because really Rosh Chodesh was delayed a day, so that means Yom Tov is going to be delayed a day. And that's what the Gemara just told us. And above all, there were people there with Chayshesh that maybe Yom Kippur should be kept for 2 days because of the Sveika Deyayma. They didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was 100%, so they didn't know when Yom Kippur is 100%. And even though according to their calculations, today is the 10th of Tishrei, so we should fast for Yom Kippur, well, maybe really tomorrow is the 10th of Tishrei because Rosh Chodesh was delayed by a day, so we should fast tomorrow as well. However, Amar Chizkiah, Chizkiah told them, Lama te machnis ma'atzbechem safek hazeh? Why you bring yourselves into such a safek? Chazaka she'in bezem sa'atzlin bai. We already have a chazaka, the bezin is not lazy with it. They're specifically talking about Tishrei. As we had said before, Elul was almost always a 29-day month, and therefore you really do know with utmost certainty when Yom Kippur falls out, and you don't have to be chayshesh. That's a big safek, it's a big danger as well to fast for 2 days straight. Now, Avud Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, the father of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, chashal garmei, he was chayshesh for himself, v'tzom trei yomin, and he fasted 2 days in Yom Kippur, and if zekrucha v'damach, something in his stomach broke, one of his intestines or something like that, and he died because of it. And actually, according to one pirush, that's the reason why we call him Avuah Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Why don't we just call him Rav Yitzchak? We know that Rav Shmuel's father's name was Rav Yitzchak. Why are we calling him the father of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak? That's because since he did something which was not necessarily so proper and he died because of it, we don't call him by his name directly. Continuing with another Mishnah, there's 2 months that they're Mechal Shabbos for, Al Nisan Ve'al Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei, Shabahen Shluchim Yotzen L'Suria, it's because in those months the Shluchim go out to Suria, and Ubahen Oimitakan Samaydais, these are 2 very key months because that's when the Yom Tovim are set. Tishrei, as we had said before, is when we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Nisan is when we set Pesach, which means Mela, we're also able to know when Shavuos is going to be. So these are 2 very key months, and therefore they're going to be Mechal Shabbos for them. Now, what does this mean, Mechal Shabbos? So actually, this is not referring to the Shluchim who are leaving from Beis Din to tell everyone when Rosh Chodesh is. These are referring to the people who are coming to Beis Din to say that they saw the new moon and they wanted to help be Mechal Shabbos. So in regards to these 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if they need to. They're allowed to do whatever's necessary in order to come to Beis Din to tell them that they saw the new moon. And that's again, as the Mishnah just said, it's because the Shluchim go out to Suria, and that's when Takanos Hamoedes are. Now, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, Mechalan Afal Kulon, they'd be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for all the months. Why would they take Takanos HaKarbon? Because of the Karbon, which is the Karbon of Rosh Chodesh that had to be brought. Here's a further discussion about this. Bein Shenir Balil, Bein Shaloi Nir Balil, Mechalan Avzah Shabbos, whether the moon was seen very clearly, or if it wasn't seen clearly in the sky, they could be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to say they saw a new moon. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Im Nir Balil, in Mechalan Avzah Shabbos, if it was seen clearly in the sky, they can't be Mechal Shabbos because Beis Din themselves for sure saw the moon. So there's no reason for other people to be Mechal Shabbos to come and tell us about the new moon if people who don't have to be Mechal Shabbos already saw it. Now, Maisa, there's a story, Sha'avru Yosef Marabayim Zog, that more than 40 pairs of Edim were on their way to Yerushalayim, Ve'ikvan Rabbi Kiva B'Lod, and Rabbi Kiva held them back in Lod because he felt there's no reason for them to be Mechal Shabbos. And the Shalchar Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to him, Im Akavatos Rabbim, if you're going to hold people back, Nimsis Machshin L'Asad Lavoy, you're going to try to be Machshel them in the future, they might not end up coming even when the moon is not going to be seen clearly in the sky, and then we're not going to be in the Kashal Chodesh. The Gemara asked, Ma'u Ba'alil, what's the lashon of Ba'alil that the moon was seen in such a way? And the answer is Mefursam, in the open, it was clear. Come on, that Amar, like the pasuk in Tehillim says, Kesef Tzarif Ba'alil La'aretz Mezukak Shivasayim. And over here, the word Ba'alil La'aretz means clear to the land or clear to everyone. So that's what Ba'alil means in our Mishnah, that if the moon is seen clearly, everyone's able to see it, meaning it's not cloudy or it's not low in the sky. And as we have this Machlaikis, whether or not there would be Mechal Shabbos in such a situation, we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.